This is the Natural Eye Care Podcast, hosted by leading holistic optometrist Dr. Mark R. Grossman. Senior citizens are at the highest risk of developing macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, dry eye, and more. The Natural Eye Care Podcast provides complementary and natural approaches to vision problems, eye health, and overall health. Find out how lifestyle, diet, and nutrition can help maintain healthy vision and even improve eyesight. Dr. Grossman has degrees in optometry, biology, physical education, and learning disabilities. He is a New York State licensed acupuncturist. With 40 years of experience, he has co-authored the book, Natural Eye Care, Your Guide to Healthy Vision and Healing. Dr. Grossman.
I'm Dr. Mark Grossman, integrative medical optometrist, acupuncturist, in practice for over 44 years, and author of 5 books on natural eye care. And today we're going to be talking about Optase products for blepharitis and dry eyes. Optase is a company that we carry some of their products on our website, but I wanted to do a little bit of deep dive into the products and their treatment regimens for blepharitis and dry eyes so you understand a little bit more about it. What is blepharitis?
Blepharitis is inflammation of the eyelids, characterized by symptoms such as redness, itching, scaling, swelling, and crusting of the eyelashes. It may also manifest with styes and chalazia. Posterior blepharitis can lead to dry eyes, with tiny veins becoming visibly swollen. Various factors can cause blepharitis, including irritations, allergies, infections, and insect bites. Its severity can range from a mild chronic condition often attributable to allergies, to a severe form characterized by ulcerated eyelids and potential damage to the eyes or eyelids.
The most important part of managing blepharitis is to keep the eyelids clean. If you do not address this, it will not improve, and your symptoms will remain and possibly worsen. Blepharitis is one of the most common reasons to cancel planned eye surgery. So people who have blepharitis, if they have that and they needed cataract surgery, they might have to cancel or postpone it. So we need to take care of blepharitis. Anterior blepharitis. This is where the inflammation affects the skin around the base of your eyelashes. And posterior blepharitis, this is where the inflammation affects your eyelid glands, specifically the meibomian glands. Called meibomian gland dysfunction, can occur when the eyelid glands become clogged. So how do we manage blepharitis? As we take care of our dental hygiene by flossing and brushing our teeth, daily eyelid hygiene is the key to the management of blepharitis and dry eyes. Eye care professionals will recommend a daily routine consisting of 3 stages for the relief of symptoms of blepharitis. Cleanse. Maintain a clean set of eyelashes and eyelids is vital to reduce the symptoms of blepharitis. Doctors will recommend a daily cleansing solution that can help to cleanse the eyelids and remove debris. One of the ones we recommend is the Optase Tea Tree Oil Eyelid Wipes. A gentle and preservative-free tea tree oil lid wipes for daily eyelid cleansing and makeup removal. Eyelid wipes provide an on-the-go cleansing for tired, dry eyes and helps care for the skin around the lids and the eyelashes and promotes optimal eyelid hygiene. The gentle concentration of tea tree oil and chamomile combined with hyaluronic acid and aloe vera offers a soothing combination of ingredients. They come in wipes of 20 per box, and they are larger than other available eyelid wipes. You can even cut them in half and get 40 wipes out of each box if need be. The textured surface also aids the more effective removal of dirt, eye makeup, and debris. How to use these tea tree eyelid wipes. Wash your hands thoroughly. Remove the wipe and wrap it around your index finger. Close your eye and move the wipe gently across the eyelid and lashes from side to side several times. Then dispose of the wipe. Open up a fresh wipe and repeat the process for your other eye. The moist heat mask. This is an amazing way to bring circulation and help dry eyes and blepharitis. It's also going to stimulate all the acupuncture points around the eyes. The moist heat mask provides effective relief from the symptoms of dry eye, blepharitis, and meibomian gland dysfunction and styes. The moist heat therapy provided by the mask helps to loosen the oils in the meibomian glands and improves its quality. These oils are needed for a better tear film stability and reduced tear film evaporation. Tear film evaporation is one of the main factors to dry eye disease. How it works. The moist heat mask is made from hydrobead technology, which absorbs and stores moisture from the air. Once heated for 25 seconds in a microwave, the hydrobeads start to release moist heat onto the eyelids. This moist heat therapy loosens the oil in the meibomian glands, allowing the oil to spread evenly across the surface of the eye. So heat the mask in the microwave, touch mask to ensure it's not too hot, and apply mask to the closed eyelids for 5 to 10 minutes. The last part is the scrub. We use a scrub called Lid Hygienics. It helps to scrub the debris as the lids may stick together. To promote eye health is to remove the oil and the debris on a daily basis. Lid Hygienics was developed by an eye doctor to assist with the eyelid cleansing. This gentle, non-irritating solution is specifically formulated for the delicate skin of the eyelids. Lid Hygienics is also an effective eye makeup remover. Used as part of the daily cleansing regimen, Lid Hygienics will foster lid health and hygiene. How to use? Wash and clean hands prior to application. Apply the foam to fingertips and gently scrub eyelashes using a side-to-side motion. Eyes should be closed during cleansing. Alternatively, a sterile pad or a washcloth can be used to apply foam. Prior to opening your eyes, blot eyelids with a clean, dry washcloth. Avoid direct contact of the solution in your eyes. This is to be used in the morning upon awakening and in the evening before bed. Another thing you can use is Optase Protect Spray or Avenova Spray. This helps cleanse the skin prone to bacterial imbalance. By using the Avenova or the Optase Protect, it will help take care of any of the bacteria that might be in your eyelids. It's a naturally occurring acid produced by the body to gently support the natural skin balance. By using the heat, the wipes, and either Lid Hygienics, Optase Protect, or Avenova, this is part of a three-part program for lid hygiene to help with blepharitis, styes, and dry eyes. I hope this information is helpful for you, and visit us at naturaleyecare.com to get more information on how to keep your precious gift of sight.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Mark Grossman and the Natural Eye Care Podcast. For more information, visit naturaleyecare.com and drgrossman2020.com. Our email address is info@naturaleyecare.com. If you have any questions, call us 845-475-4158. And if you don't already subscribe to this podcast, please subscribe and review us.